Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I don't know about you guys, but I really hope aliens come and just murder everything. I'm right there. Yeah, no. I want alien overlords. I want Seca State and everybody else to stop playing around with it. Tell us whether or not they exist so we can get on with our sad, insignificant little lives. You know, I'm just saying, like, make it easy for us. You know, are you guys all tired of dealing with Islamists? Are you guys tired of seeing the woke Reich welfare queens slap each other's veneers out of their faces? Are you tired of all of it? Because if you are, then welcome. This is a show for you. You found your people. You found your tribe. It's us. Come and pull up a seat and let's hate on everything together in a very fun and edifying way, shall we? Did you have a nice weekend, Kane?
Sure.
We're rejoining.
Sure.
So, yeah, I'm just saying.
It never changes. Give a damn juice today.
It's not going to change probably for, well, because we're gearing up. Not only the reason why we all feel like this is because we're going into a midterm cycle on top of dealing with all of this stuff. And it's made it even more insufferable, believe it or not. I mean, it's really, you don't have a choice. You got to believe it. So it's made everything even more insufferable. So we have over the weekend, guess what? We still have the Strait of Hormuz, still have Iran trying to get some stuff in past that blockade, but it didn't really work out very well for them, I don't think, because POTUS said if they keep trying this stuff, it's going to get even funner for them. But he said they wanted to close it up. They're not going to blackmail us. That's what you just heard him say. They're not going to blackmail us into doing this. He says, you know, maybe I'm going to extend it. Maybe the blockade's going to remain. I don't know. We're going to have to start dropping bombs. Bombs over Baghdad, man. Well, technically, you know. So, I don't know. Gas prices have peaked, what we're hearing. Everybody's very upset over gas prices. Believe me, I also understand the issue with gas prices. But I also think, if it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to take these sketchy bastards off of the world stage, then I'm all for that. Because they've killed enough people, I think, right? I mean, our whole lives, Kane, have revolved around all of this. So, this issue with the Strait, because we had a cargo ship that was trying to get past the blockade. This was happening over the weekend. And I think that they need to realize, do they know what a blockade is?
I know we do.
I mean, I know we do, but do they know what a blockade is?
It doesn't appear to be.
Because they were trying to get past it. They were doing this yesterday. One of their cargo ships trying to run through the blockade in the Strait. And he said, yeah, it was a Iranian-flagged cargo ship named the TOW USKA. He said, 900 feet long, weighing almost as much as an aircraft carrier, try to get past the blockade. Dirt. It didn't go well. It did not go well for them. This is so dumb. Why even start? Why they had? We had a destroyer there that intercepted them, gave them fair warning. Their crew was stupid, wouldn't listen. So the Navy stopped them, blew a hole in their engine room. Marines have custody of the vessel. I do not feel bad for Islamists who don't follow orders. Next. I'm just tired of everybody wringing their hands over this. You realize this is the problem with most conflict. You all have all these sensitive sissies that get involved. Won't someone think of the Islamists? And then they beg and plead, and then everything gets dragged on forever. And you have mission creep. That's ultimately what ends up happening. And I think we need to work on preventing that from happening now. So I'm looking at, by the way, our social media team, Radio America hired them. God love them. They want me to talk about all this woke right nonsense. And I would rather literally choke to death on live camera than have to go through the sewer of the right and entertain everything like Russell Brand, who is literally the hair in a shower drain that's sentient, all of that. So I'm not going to bore you guys to death with all that stuff, Kane, because I think we'd all rather die. I swear to God. And I'm not saying that. I'm literally pleading to God right now. Please make that stuff go away so it doesn't dominate our news cycle anymore. Because actual intelligent people want to figure out what the hell's going on in their world. We don't care about broke grifters who have been run out of every venue on God's green earth to where they have to resign themselves to the stinkier parts of the podcast sphere so that they can peddle their cheap crystals and conspiracy theories. Please, dear heavens, for the love of all things holy, spare us. Now, I think we got that out of the way. No, I want everything in the Middle East to get situated so that gas prices go down and we don't have to worry about the price of jet fuel. But I do love the fact that we have every tanker that's coming to the Gulf of America refilling up and then going back out and circling the globe. I do like that because that's really, I mean, that's money for us. We're getting a lot of, I mean, that's cash money in our pockets. Now, the IRGC, didn't they say that they had their gay one-legged Ayatollah, their misfigured gay one-legged Ayatollah that just keeps adding, we just keep adding descriptors onto this. Didn't, he had issued a statement that nobody paid attention to and then they followed up with some Z-list IRGC scribe. Because they were trying to issue warnings to POTUS, which he immediately disregarded. I do think, too, they were saying that they were taking full control of the Iranian side. Now, if you read the press is telling you, my gosh, poor little Iran, they're just totally decimated. And also, poor little Iran that we said were decimated a half second ago, completely control everything, and Trump is just so bad. I need them to pick a lane so we can, you know, we can figure out which side of the team they're on, right? Which team they're on. I need them to pick a lane. So now it's the IRGC, they have full control of the strait. Is that what they think? Remember how Bain laughed and said, oh, you think you're in charge, right? Because that's what we're doing right now to the IRGC. They've taken control of the military. They've always had control of the military. Well, and the negotiation team, said analyst. Who are these genius analysts? It's always been IRGC. Do these people just wake up, scratch their backsides, and then determine that the sequence of events began when they developed consciousness? Seriously, this has always been this way. They talk about a sudden hardline shift. They've always been hardline. Every one of them are hardline because they're a bunch of crazies. They're ideological nuts. They believe they're on a religious war. That's what they think this all is. So where is this? Well, now they're hardliners. Yes, them and all their cross-eyed inbred soldiers. Yes, you know, the IRGC. Sure. So they said that they had reached consensus with POTUS, which doesn't really seem that way. But we still have total control. Now, in the meantime, Shreveport, I don't know if you watched or heard about this horribly sad story. A man killed. This AP says 7, but everywhere else says 8. They said 8 children total. This one says 7. So Shreveport, a Louisiana father, shot, yes, 8 of his children, 7 of his own. So Sophie Bates and all these 5 people who it took to write this story, not a single one of you geniuses could get the headline correct. Jeez, you guys deserve to be in a breadline. It's one of the deadliest mass shootings in recent years, and they're all siblings. 7 of them were siblings, and then there was an 8th child. Everybody, the kids ranged from ages 3 to 11 years old, and it's a horrifically sad story. But what's even sadder is this guy was able to still do it, despite the fact that he was a repeat violent offender and a prohibited possessor who was let out on probation after he shot up a school. Is that not insane? He was on probation already. So I just am shocked. But this is the way that the left works. He's a beneficiary of that restorative justice, if you know. The restorative justice that thinks, well, you know, the problem is that we're not nice enough to these criminals, and we have to be nicer to them, and that will make them stop doing the crimes. But that's not necessarily the case. This guy 6 years ago, he was accused March 2019, 3 years after he was already on probation, he was arrested again for a charge of illegal use of weapons. He took a gun on school property and he fired 5 rounds at a car in the direction of the school. As it sped away, he pled guilty to the illegal weapons charge. He was placed on probation for 18 months, and then they just dismissed the other charges, and then later on that one. You see what I'm saying? the restorative justice that everyone says is going to get criminals to stop doing criminal activity is responsible for 8 fatalities right now. Because these people thought this is what I'm talking about. The left acts like that. They talk such a great game about gun control, right? Oh, let's just ban all the guns because, see, guns, the inanimate object of a firearm, that somehow transposes an evil quality on a person who possesses it. And an ordinarily decent and good person, once they are in possession of an inanimate object like a firearm, the evil, that quality immediately transfers to that person and they also become evil. This is what the left believes. This is the stuff they believe. Because how else do you explain this? They talk about banning everything, but yet when you have these individuals who have violent records, they give them a slap on the wrist and let them go on their way. The guy literally he was shooting at a school. And he was given probation. You know the prison term for this? He should have been in there for 10 to 15. Because he had violated the terms of his probation and the felonious criminal activity included an enhanced charge because he had a firearm on school property, which has been illegal for over 30 years. Furthermore, he discharged said weapon recklessly, which you could then argue endangered the lives of all of the other children that were at the school, which could be an additional charge, all enhanced because it's on school grounds. And yet, what did? They gave him probation and let him walk. So these people don't give a rat's ass about lives. Spare me your fake tears. Gavin Newsom goes out there and talks about gun violence. This guy, again, was already suspect. He was already suspect. He was already a violent record, a prohibited possessor. What would you have done to make it illegaler? If you don't have a ghost bed, you're sleeping on basically like a hobo pallet. I don't even know what to tell you. If you don't have a ghost bed, you're probably you might as well just sleep in a dirty street somewhere because your mattress is gross. Ghost bed is the only mattress worth sleeping on. It's the bed of patriots. If it was around back when our founders were alive, they would have all slept on the ghost bed. It is just made differently. First off, they don't ghost bed. They're nerds. They don't build like mattresses like regular mattress companies do. They build what they call engineered sleep systems. So they treat them like health equipment designed for relief and recovery. It's not just like for floof, right? That's what you use your bed for. You spend a significant number of your life on this mattress, resting and recovering. So your body should be comfortable. You should not be tense. You should not be overheating or waking up with aches. And if you're doing this, your mattress is trash and you need to immediately switch today. GhostBed is made to help with all of these issues. Support, cooling, real comfort so you can actually rest. And you get to try it 101 nights in your home. And if you don't feel the difference, you can send the whole thing back. I mean, the whole mattress, risk-free. Send it back if you don't like it, which you're going to like it. Visit ghostbed.com/Dana and use promo code Dana. This is what I use. I'm not joking. I sleep on it. And right now they're offering all of you the lowest prices of the season. Plus you get an extra 10% off site wide. That's ghostbed.com/Dana, promo code Dana.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member.
no extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, if you guys, so my grandmother always watched Days of Our Lives. And then what was that other soap? It's a ridiculous name. Bold and the Beautiful. They were bold and also beautiful. The intros were ridiculous. Anyway, one of the dudes that I remember being on Days of Our Lives, he was the Austin guy. He was like the love interest for two of the chicks that were the lady who got possessed, her daughters. I don't know. Anyway, he's dead. He's dead. 57 years old. He had a heart attack. He also was in, let's see, who's Saved by the Bell. He did that. He was in Days of Our Lives. That's where I remember seeing him. Starship Troopers. Yeah, that's he was in Starship Troopers. He was the love interest for Denise Richards. And he has a crime thriller that was supposed to be out later this year. So he's passed away. That's kind of sad. I mean, 57? That's like young now. You get on the peptides.
He's probably vaccinated. I'm just going to say it out loud.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm saying it.
That's why you need peptides. Everybody needs peptides.
So your peptides is going to be the probiotics.
Oh, dude, I'm ordering peptides. I ordered some already.
You make fun of me with probiotics. I'm going to make fun of you with peptides.
You keep bacteria in a jar.
Hey, you're doing stuff with
peptides. I got headlines here. I got headlines. Right. You know, the people need to know this stuff. All right, where were we at? Before we were so rudely interrupted, I think I ended up losing my whole thing.
Rude.
Okay, here we are. So we're making fun of my peptides. We also have Gatorade. They're making big changes. Less sugar, fewer dyes. Cool. No objection. A skydiver was rescued after crashing into the Virginia Tech scoreboard. See, I feel like if God wanted us to jump out of planes, he would have physically made it to where we would have had that ability without having to strap on backpacks and all this. Crashed into the Lane Stadium scoreboard. They said he was safely secured, currently stable, but that's they caused their start of their spring game to be delayed over an hour. Man, that had to, you know how embarrassing that had to be for that dude? You're hanging on the scoreboard in front of a packed stadium. Yeah. Let's see. Over 5 million bees were discovered under a New York cemetery. Scientists think it's one of the largest populations ever. They better leave them alone, too. Let them doing it. And then there was a truck in Knoxville that was carrying 1 million bees that crashed. And I hope that bees are okay. Because the bees, I mean, we keep hearing all these horror stories and I just get, you know, but a truck carrying a load of bees crashed. The bees were escaped. They were swarming the area. They had to get beekeepers out there and try to get them all together and get them to safety. And it was just a big, crazy mess. We have Stephen Yates coming up. Stick with us. Our partners that bring you the program. It's the folks over at Chapter. Chapter wants to make your life easier. They want to make your life easier and they want to make sure that you're not overpaying for bad health care. Because with Medicare, so apparently when it's time and you got to go sign up for that great government run Medicare, you either go to the government site or you trust some rando insurance agent. And then typically your plan doesn't cover pretty much anything that you need. And everybody's, you know, always very surprised when they're overpaying and undercovered. It's confusing on purpose. And that's how people end up in the wrong plan. So you really need to find somebody that is on your side, that can advocate for you and can walk you through this and remove the confusion. And that's what Chapter does. They don't sell you on like one or two companies. They are the only advisor that compares every Medicare plan across the country to find out what actually fits your doctors and your prescriptions and your budget. It's an honest translator for Medicare. They explain all of your options in plain English. They help you avoid plans that are great for insurance company profits, but terrible for actual living people. And so people who work with Chapter on average save about $1,100 a year on healthcare costs just by getting into the right plan instead of just rolling with whatever was pushed at them. It's really fast and free. It's free and fast to talk to Chapter. Like under 20 minutes, they can review your current options or answer questions if you're about to enroll so you know what you're picking and why. Take control of your Medicare. Dial #250 on your phone and say the words My Medicare. That's #250. Say the words My Medicare to get your options reviewed with Chapter.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Also, pressing buttons is helpful. It's a Monday. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the bottom of the second hour, and you can listen coast to coast, watch terrestrially as well. You know, we were talking about one of those tankers that was turned away. That was and it was seized. There was an Iranian-flagged ship, and it was interesting because it's part of a fleet of ships that very frequently would visit China. Interesting that, right? They would go through the Arabian Sea, and they would go around the southernmost point of India, and then they ended up in the South Sea, and they would visit China. Very interesting, that, Kane. So it seemed like they were trying to get around the blockade. Huh. And that was the one that we seized in the Gulf of Oman. Huh. Look at that. Very important backer. It was described by the Wall Street Journal to Tehran. Joining us on this and others, our very good friend, Mr. Steve Yates, Senior Research Fellow at the Heritage Foundation, who served in not one, but two presidential administrations. And he joins us now from his torture den. As you can see, just on the other side of him, behind the camera, is the wall with the chains on it that the bad people who promote commie stuff for China, that's where he keeps them. I jest only somewhat. Don't get me. It's good to see you, my friend. Thanks for joining us. This tanker, that was very brave of them to try to, they were testing, I guess, America's resolve with this blockade. I don't think there's any other way for me to interpret it, but they were unsuccessful in doing so. Is that going to make China upset? What are they going to do if they get riled up over this? They were told nothing's coming through.
Well, China is expert at ignoring instructions at sea. So they have some practice at trying to ignore the lines or make up their own lines. And they are also pretty perfect at when someone else draws a line of stepping over it. Just ask the Philippines, Japan, Taiwan, any number of others. So this can't come as any surprise, but it also kind of highlights one of the big challenges. I remember 20 plus years ago when I was in the White House, there was a retired Navy captain working for me, and he just left a heavy, heavy impression on me how much of our life is on the high seas, and those of us land-dwelling animals don't really have any sense of it. And the rules are very different. And so there's lots of flags of convenience, vessels that belong to particular people, but they have another country's flag for whatever purpose. So this one was flagged for Iran for whatever reason, but obviously had some other affiliations, shall we say. Oh, good news is that just like a traffic cop, if you don't follow the instructions, you have the opportunity to de-escalate. And if you don't, I guess the president announced to the world you get a 5-inch hole in your hull.
Yeah, exactly. They can't really do anything. We seized it. We took control of it. Actually, yeah, we did. We blew a hole in their engine room, I think is what POTUS said. And then the Marines took possession of it. So if China needs gas and oil, they can just bring their tanker through to the Gulf of America and they can buy it at market price just like everybody else. Or they can go and get it at that thick crude in Venezuela. But they need to get it at market price, just like everyone else. Although personally, I think, you know, Steve, because they were trying to sell, I guess, some more of their anti-radar junk to the gay, one-legged, disfigured Ayatollah that's in Iran. I feel like, you know, we should just be, you can come through this, but you're going to have to pay a toll. And only you are going to pay a toll. And then if you want to come in the Gulf of America, you have to pay a toll. Because they essentially do the same thing in reverse. So I just feel like turnabout's fair play.
Well, I think reciprocity is an underappreciated principle. Yes. Some people might even call it the golden rule. So if they are going to treat other people a particular way, then they should expect to have reciprocal treatment, get the same treatment back to them. I think that they like the golden rule so much that Confucius even reversed it and put it into a fortune cookie. So it has to be true.
I noticed as well that Spain keeps inching closer and closer to China. And you would think that after seeing China humiliated as part of the op in Venezuela, as well as seeing them kind of put in their place with the Panama Canal and these other choke points around the world, that maybe they would have thought twice, especially after they see the disaster that comes from all this Belt and Road Initiative nonsense and, you know, the equipment that they gave Venezuela. Any country that relies on any kind of operational anything from China, it always backfires and it doesn't perform or doesn't work at all. But yet Sanchez is still inching closer and closer to Beijing, even backing a role for them in the Middle East, which China doesn't need to be involved in this. They keep acting like they're a part of this multipolar world when it's still American dominated. What does that tell? I mean, first off, how long is that going to last? Because I feel like, you know, Sanchez, Spain is lost, it seems. Spain is, I think, the most far left country in all of Europe, perhaps. What does this mean for the United States? And are we ever going to, should we ever anticipate them trying to control that Strait of Gibraltar the way that they've tried to Panama and elsewhere?
Well, they can try. I think that the lessons of Venezuela and Iran are you can try. And the United States, sort of like a cat with a mouse in its paw, might play around a little bit, might try to see how everyone else reacts when they see what's happening to the mouse. I think the United States is proving that when push comes to shove, we're going to make sure that we have access to what we need. We have the best technology, we have the best capability, we have the best trained forces. And really, it's just a question of when and how the president and the military leadership choose to deploy them. We have delayed establishing freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz for reasons I don't completely pretend to understand, because we could have just made this, I think, clean from the get-go, at a minimum 2 weeks after major military operations. I think the president has tried to make a wider point about the fecklessness of some of our European, air quote, allies who weren't behaving like allies. And then they have meetings where they make arrogant statements that they can't back up. And so I think that there's a realignment of geopolitics that he's trying to accomplish in this, a realignment of energy flows that he's trying to accomplish in this. And maybe that's why it really didn't matter as much to him to get it open urgently. But I think global markets are making it imperative. It's got to get going now. Yeah. But the fecklessness of old Europe, I mean, look, we've got a neighbor to our north that's playing around about, should I dance with China? And these are all people who are not wedded to outcomes. They're wedded to virtue signaling and fake churches.
It seems spiteful, like they're doing this out of spite. Well, the United States is showing that it's too powerful, so we need to try. Let's align with China. I mean, I just don't know how they think that that's in their nation's best interest, whether it's Mark Carney in Canada, whether it's Sanchez in Spain. I mean, you even have France, Emmanuel Macron. Some people say that's because Trump overplayed his hand, but I don't think it has to do with Trump overplaying his hand at all. I mean, I think it's just exposing the communist rot in these countries.
It absolutely is. And even if President Trump had overplayed his hand, what is overplaying your hand more than saying that climate change is the number one threat to national security and mankind? That somehow we're afraid that in 100 years, the waters may go up a few inches and we're going to lose shoreline while you allow your industries to get hollowed out. You have no military. You get together and you blather in Brussels, but you're not really shaping world events. And then when big things happen, you're sidelined. Then you go cry in the corner that somehow you weren't consulted. But consulted about what? You've made yourself a completely empty suit. And that, I think, is actually a threat to humanity because you used to matter and we had privileged relationships where people can access us by way of you. And that's what's going to have to change. We're not going to be able to have the same permissive intelligence relationships. We're not going to be able to have the same defense relationships if they won't get right on immigration and national security and about being serious about taking care of their own responsibilities and some of the global responsibilities. It's what they used to do, but they've long since forgotten it.
We're talking with our friend Steve Yates. If you're just joining us, at Steve Yates on X. I wanted to ask you last thing about this port in Peru that apparently it was a dual usage port. And now Trump has said that at least per a congressional member, that Trump is going to help Peru take this port back. I was not even aware that they had lost a port or that China had kind of hijacked it. What happened here?
Yeah, it's one of those things where China goes in and offers a lot of capital, infrastructure build out, and then they seek some privileged market access. And there's two layers of it. One is just the control over the port, and there are some serious resources. The other is all of those fishing vessels that people forget can go pretty far from China's shorelines. And on both the Atlantic and the Pacific coast of Latin America, there are thousands and thousands of fishing vessels that may or may not have dual use also. And every once in a while, they form straight line barriers, just accidental-like. They form a straight line barrier, which serves somewhat of a military security function. So they actually are taking control of waterways that Japan, Korea, and others might otherwise need to rely upon. And it's the same old story where they get advantage for themselves, but the locals don't tend to profit from these investments. So some people in Peru and elsewhere are starting to get buyer's remorse. I think the United States is now planting the flag that we're serious about our own hemisphere. And I think that's a welcome move. I hope that our allies in East Asia and the Gulf will lend some capital to balance out China's non-market financing and other kinds of moves that are complicating here. But this is a step in the right direction. A, awareness, and B, that something's going to be done about it.
Yeah, well, I'm thankful that something is going to be done about it. I mean, just the way that this and some of these other, like Panama and some of these other choke points, the way that previous administrations allowed it to drag out and allow them to grow and assume control and over-influence the areas really, it's pretty shocking. Steve Yates, who always is up to date on this, that's why you should follow him on social media. Always a pleasure, my friend. So good to see you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Dana. Take good care.
You too. The great folks over at Super Beets. Well, now they have zero sugar. They have two different varieties, pomegranate berry flavor or the chocolate flavor as well. No added sugar, no artificial sweeteners, no caffeine, no stimulants, none of that. And it's built on the same science-led heart health support. So there's no stimulants, no compromises. It is just a daily chew that's easy to take, tastes good, and again, now with zero sugar. And it's super easy to get it. You can go on over to the Super Beets website. It's human.com/Dana. That's two N's. And they have a buy two, get one free right now of the new Super Beets Heart Chews Zero Sugar. And again, you got the pomegranate berry flavor and the chocolate flavor. Human.com/Dana, buy two, get one free. And while you're there, find out how to get a free 30-day supply. That's human.com/Dana.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on.
Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, Florida Man, we were looking on X. Apparently, X unfollowed everybody for us.
Yeah, I don't know what
over the break.
On.
Kane and I had unfollowed Yates, had unfollowed Kane, everybody. So, I apparently just unfollowed like a big chunk of people. So, we're going to try to figure some stuff out in the meantime. We got Florida Man. This might be the most normal part of our day. Okay, Florida Woman Amber sent me this story, and I'm not reading it, Kane. I'm not doing it. You know why? I'm going to just share with you. This is why. I swear this woman sends me the craziest. That's not the right one. She sends me the craziest stories. This one is a very inappropriate of a sexual nature, but it's so horrific. There it is. Yeah, we can't do that one. But that's probably one of the crazy. Yeah, one of the crazier ones. She does this, I think, just to see if I will read it. A Florida man is accused of canceling his boss's flight tickets to Vegas by using her personal information.
Oh, wow.
That's a level of petty. Vero Beach, Florida man. That's a level of petty to which I
don't think it's
hope
legal.
To ascend to.
I don't think that's legal.
No, he canceled his boss's flight tickets to Vegas by using her personal information. He was arrested on allegations of using it without her permission. Isaac Finsick, 29, was arrested, charged with criminal use of personal identification, et cetera, et cetera. Why did you do it? She said she arrived at the airport with three other employees and discovered an email from her carrier that said the itinerary had been canceled. And she said she did not authorize it. She went back and forth, and he finally admitted to canceling the flight and said, I apologize for the extreme lapse in judgment, which he spelled incorrectly, and will ensure nothing like this happens again. Yeah, I don't think so. So apparently he was mad at her, and I mean, that's what came out, and he did it as a way to, I guess, get back at her,
yeah.
Which is, I mean, don't be surprised when you get fired as a result of that. Let's see. A Florida man was arrested after a truck with a toddler crashed into a Florida church playground. Why do people do this stuff? He looks a little out of it in his mugshot. It was a Florida church playground pulling this up. Now everything's is running slow.
Is it?
Yeah. This is Punta Gorda, Florida, WFLA. The 29-year-old Nathan Faust III, his last name is Faust, dropping off two kids ages 2 and 3 at the Church of the Good Shepherd. He got out of the truck with the 3-year-old to walk her into the school, leaving the 2-year-old alone in the vehicle, restrained only by a seatbelt. Yeah, you got to have like a car seat or a booster seat or something like that. And anyway, the kid was able to climb around, and that's ended up what I've lost the story because everything froze.
Well, what happened was he had two small kids, like one was 2 and 1 was 3. He was dropping the 3-year-old off. And when he was out of the car walking the 3-year-old, he apparently didn't put this car in park.
And so he just lets the car.
And it rolled. Left the kid in there, and the car rolled into a ditch there on the property of the school, of that daycare. And he took off. He like got in, took the other kid into the school, went back to the crashed car, which was in the ditch, and then he drove off. And then it's like, wait a minute, you didn't even stop. You didn't even say, hey, look, I got a little property damage here, guys. Let's take care of this. Mm-hmm. Nothing. He drove right off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just drove right off. This is. A Florida man was arrested for stealing 20 packages of sausage from a Walmart in Clearwater. The total value was over $100. Of all the things that people choose to go to jail over, like, why are you in here? Sausages. Deputies say that Kente Jenkins, 43, entered the, like Leroy, entered the store with an empty cart, a backpack on the lower rack, and apparently loaded it up with sausage before moving out of the scope of the surveillance cameras. Then he reappeared wearing the backpack and exited without paying. He sped away on a bicycle. He was arrested for petty theft and trespassing. Don't they have loss prevention? Although, what is it? Like, if they steal a package of, like, meat or something like that, you can't really put that back on the shelf at that point.
You know, there are some grocery stores that are putting their meat behind these, like, locked things. You know, like you see at Walgreens where you can't get any deodorant. You have to ask, like, somebody to unlock the thing for you.
Yeah, and I don't understand that. Like,
they're starting to do that with, like, meat now.
Basic everyday things. Remember, we had it so good. We had it so good, and no.
That's what they took from us.
They did. We also had a Florida man who was apparently arrested. He assaulted his mother with ice cream. Margate police, Daryl Hasty, 62, domestic incident. Police say an argument between the two turned physical, and he grabbed the victim, shook her, forced her into the bedroom, and then he got a fudge pop and apparently beat her face with the fudge pop and smeared said fudge pop literally all over her face. When the police arrived, they astutely noted that she had chocolate all over her face from said fudge pop. So he was already served with a protection order, so he violated that, and he was taken to the Broward County Main Jail. Of all the things.
Was that a Bill Cosby-endorsed Jell-O pop?
Ooh, that makes it even weirder if it were. Yeah, it's not. Folks, I knew that I turned into an adult when I got excited about laundry detergent. I didn't think I was actually going to get excited about laundry products, but here we are. So I don't know if you've heard of laundry sauce. This is legit what I use. And I have this one. They sent me, because I've been purchasing this for several years now on my own. And the French saffron is like my absolute favorite. The bergamot is so good. And I love that I don't have to think about any of it. The smell alone is next level. I mean, this is one. So this is the Indonesian patchouli. And at first I was like, I don't want to smell like a hippie. But then I opened the box and it's amazing. Look how bougie this is too, by the way. Kane, have you smelled this?
I haven't.
Do you want to eat one? I'm kidding.
Throw it.
Oh, it smells so good. This is like what clean is supposed to smell like. And everything is so soft and it's so nice. I have eczema and I have no problems in using any of their stuff. But here's like what really sold me. I mean, first off, you have these pre-measured pods, right, that you just saw. One and done. There's no guessing with it. But also, I really like the scent boosting chips that they have. And you can get it in the Australian sandalwood, the Italian bergamot, the Egyptian rose, French saffron. I mean, clean, warm. It's just the greatest scent ever. But like I said, you don't have to overthink any of it. The pre-measured pods, the scent chips, there's no mess, no guessing. It's super easy. And they have all of these extras with it. I mean, you have the dryer sheets. You have, like I said, the scent boosters, the liquid fabric softener, and your clothes feel incredible. And the dryer sheets, which I have here, they just lock absolutely everything in. I mean, it smells clean and soft and that you actually care about your laundry. All the guests in my house, they love the way everything smells. And I know I'm not the only one, by the way, because apparently 90% of people feel the same way after they switch to laundry sauce. Now, here's the deal. Laundry sauce just landed in Target, or you can say Target. You can find it in select stores, or you can do what I do and grab everything online, including the boosters and the conditioner and more. And for a limited time, all of you out there, you have the hookup. Take 20% off of your entire order when you use code Dana at laundrysauce.com/Dana. So that's 20% off everything at laundrysauce.com/Dana using promo code Dana. So upgrade your laundry game today. Seriously, you're going to actually look forward to laundry day.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Swish, 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 swish,
swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish, swish. That's Barack Obama and his protege, Ma'am Donnie. They were singing the Wheels on the Bus. Uh-huh. But that's not the free bus that he... Oh, okay. No, it's not the free bus. He lied about that. That was just to get these rubes to vote for him.
Sure.
I don't feel bad for anybody who was like, well, I thought all the free stuff that he said. I mean, I can't believe it. I voted for the Leopards Eating Faces party, and I can't believe these leopards just busted into my house and ate my face. They're very shocked by this. So... The guys were making the point to me that Ma'am Donnie also visited with the Mets players, and they haven't won a game since. He apparently, Mr. and Mrs. Met, hugged Ma'am Danny, and he just ruined them. Now the team is never, they can't win. And here it is. Oh, my gosh, and they're cursed.
From that moment right there.
Yeah, that was it. That's
not
what did it.
Not a win yet. 11 losses in a row so far.
It's because of Ma'am Danny, because he absolutely ruined it.
Yeah.
So that's why. So he met with them, and now they're not winning anything because he put that commie stank up on them. And now they all got that commie stank, and they can't be winning. Mm-mm. It's a heavy, musky thing.
It's accurate.
Yeah, so very accurate. So, yeah. What did you say? His bus doesn't even have any wheels. The Wheels on the Bus song.
Free bus.
What was the point of him even? What was the point of them in the classroom together?
Oh, I think it's about image.
They're trying to rehabilitate him. Barack Obama being there with Ma'am Donnie shows everyone that Democrats love them some socialism.
Yeah.
That's an endorsement. That's where the party is. And Barack Obama's just happy. He can be like, oh my gosh, now I can stop pretending that I'm not a commie. Oh man. I did it for so long, even though we all knew better. So now he's with the guy who he enabled to just be straight up. Yes, I love socialism. In fact, that's actually what he said. Cut 20. He's like, yes, I believe it even in more than I ever did.
What?
Yeah, that's what he says. This cut 20.
Do you still believe in democratic socialism? Do you still think it can be effective?
I believe in it even more than I did the day before.
Why? How? When? When is it? What did it? What worked about it that made him think, wow, it's better than I thought? Was it when he was unable to fulfill his free bus, school, all this other stuff? Because.
But he didn't.
Yeah, no, I know. He wasn't able to fulfill it because he's broke. They're all broke. I'm just curious. Oh, yes, I believe in it. That's just a dumb. That's dumb. I have no words for it. I believe in socialism even more than I did the day before. Great.
So he's going off a cliff, is what
yeah.
I'm saying.
So Democrats, this is who they are. I love how they try to go, no, we're not like that. But yes, also, here's Hassan Piker. We're friends. Just love that journey with them. By the way, that Democrat Senate candidate, there's another one campaigning with this guy. We've got a lot of stuff yet to hit. Don't go anywhere because we're hating on everybody today. Stick with us. All right, folks. So I want to tell you about something that actually works. This is the world's number one expanding garden hose and their newest upgrade. It's the Pocket Hose Ballistic. I like anything that has the word ballistic after it. I don't have time for cheap, stupid equipment that fails after one season. I am done fighting with it. I'm done with the kinks, Eric Swalwell. I'm done with the tangles. I'm done with the leaks. I'm done with all of it. It's a waste of money. It's enraging. So that's why the Pocket Hose Ballistic, that's why you need to have this thing, because it's built different. I could beat somebody to death with this. It's reinforced with a liquid crystal polymer. Now, you don't know what that is, but you do know what it's been used in before. Bulletproof vest. So that means, my friends, the strength is real. Real durability, no nonsense. It's not going to mess up your garden. It's not going to like tie a knot around you. If you're tired of replacing your cheap hose every year, this is your fix. The ballistic is lightweight. It's super easy to handle. And I like what comes with it. It comes with the pocket pivot. So no more fighting the spigot. And ladies, it's gold. Where it moves, you move, you move, it moves. It's so simple. It's smart. You're done. For a limited time, when you purchase a new Pocket Hose Ballistic, you're going to get that free, you see it right here, 360-degree rotating pocket pivot and a free thumb drive nozzle. Just text Dana to 64300. That's Dana to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is actually pretty awesome. This 13-year-old boy was just in his back, was like on this quiet little German island with his little metal detector. And apparently he stumbled upon royal treasure. This is crazy, this story. Royal Viking treasure, by the way. It led to a full archaeological dig. And there were a number of artifacts that they could link to King Harald Bluetooth Gormson. That's some. So I'm always curious as like what the protocol is with that. If you find this, I'm all finders keepers.
Yeah.
Does he have to give it up somewhere? Like if he's on a German island, does Germany take control of it? Like how does that work?
That's a good question. But I like the finders keepers thing. I want to keep the finders keepers thing.
Yeah, they said that the artifacts, they can link them to this famous Viking king. This Harald Bluetooth Gormson guy, and it's Viking silver, a whole bunch of stuff. Medieval treasure. They found, listen to this, archaeologists uncovered necklaces, pearls, rings, 600 coins, The oldest coin is a Damascus dirham that's dated to 714.
Oh, wow.
And a penny from 983. Wow. That's insane. So 100 specifically date two of those coins from 958 to 986 AD. I don't say common era because that's erasing Christ out of it.
1,000-year-old coins plus.
Yeah, that's pretty insane. And they have a picture of all of it. I mean, that's of what they were able to get so far. They think there's more. So that, I wonder if he gets anything. Like, does he get, I'm just curious. Again, finders keepers. Yeah. He did the work, he found it, right? I don't know. It feels like that's how the rules should be. Do you remember when the media were complaining about lobster? I thought about this over the weekend when I saw this story. So both DOD, CENTCOM, everyone said that this was fake, but they were trying to say that U.S. military was serving poor food to their sailors, and they were the stuff that they were showing, they were saying that they were rationing, and it was on the USS Tripoli, and it was a lunch tray that contained shredded meat and literally like a little tortilla, and then one had just like a gray slab of meat. I don't know, but they said that it was a fake story.
Oh.
That they denied. They said no. They're getting exactly all of the nutritional requirements that they need, etc. This is not real.
Makes sense that it's fake. And the media had no problem jumping right on it and playing both sides.
Like they were mad when they found out that they were getting lobster and steak before they were going in the, you know what? And then now they're mad because I don't know. Like, pick what you're going to be mad about every damn day. It's the left, right? Let's see. A Chinese man lived for 8 years with a chopstick stuck in his throat, and he resisted surgery due to fear. I don't know. This comes from a communist newspaper, so I don't know if I believe it, but it's China. So anything weird and like, you know, wizard and potions as it relates to healthcare. So that seems right. Cruise passengers witnessed a terrifying rescue at sea as a stranded man and his cat were pulled from a failing sailboat. He had been drifting for days before the cruise ship. Now, what kind of cruise ship was it? Oh, it was a Carnival cruise ship. Would you rather stay on the boat and just drift? The distress signals, the Carnival cruise ship caught the distress signals, and the crew members noticed the emergency flares as they were sailing a Caribbean itinerary. Said they send out a little tender to bring the guy and his cat to safety. And they said they were doing well. So I wonder if they get like meals and stuff on the cruise. I'm just curious.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.